From the Ingle Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, April 18th, and happy 47th birthday to Melissa Joan Hart. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. A man arrested after bringing a gun to Kennesaw Mountain High School. A man is wanted for selling heroin that killed a 17-year-old. Georgia justices grill lawyers in Cobb map case. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets to discuss celiac disease. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle. And at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
18-year-old Theodore Davidson of Kennesaw was arrested at Kennesaw Mountain High School for bringing a loaded, sawed-off rifle to an event hosted there. He was apprehended on school grounds during the event, Kennesaw Mountain Fest. Davidson claimed the rifle belonged to his father, who instructed him to take possession of it. Cobb Board of Education Chairman Randy Scammahorn stated Davidson was not a district-enrolled student and suggested Davidson may have had an altercation with his girlfriend. The event was not officially sanctioned by the school or district, but Scammahorn emphasized the paramount importance of safety on school campuses. Davidson faces charges including possession of a weapon on school property and is held in Cobb jail without bond. The Cobb District Attorney's Office issued an arrest warrant for Austin Joseph Love, accusing him of selling heroin to a 17-year-old who fatally overdosed on the drug. The incident occurred at a Waffle House on September 30th of last year. Surveillance footage, Love's provided phone number, and car registration led to his identification as the suspect. The GBI confirmed the substance as heroin, and Love has not been arrested. The DA's Opioid Fatality Project aims to combat the opioid epidemic. Challenges include investigating overdose cases and law enforcement unfamiliarity. Love faces a felony charge of selling heroin. The Supreme Court of Georgia held a hearing on the legal battle over Cobb Board of Commissioners' electoral maps. Justices questioned both sides but didn't reveal their stance. The dispute arose when the county replaced state-drawn maps affecting Commissioner Jerrica Richardson's district. The challenge focused on the plaintiff standing to sue. The Attorney General's office argued against the county's invocation of home rule powers. The court's decision is expected before mid-November, but it's unclear if it'll impact the upcoming primary election. The hearing highlighted uncertainty over standing and the separation of powers between county and state. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
Marietta School Superintendent Grant Rivera presented the proposed 2025 budget featuring a 5.3% average salary increase for teachers without raising the millage rate. The state's approved $2,500 raises for teaching staff contribute to the salary boost. The proposed budget, outlined by CFO Aaron Franklin, entails an $11 million increase largely attributed to rising employee benefits. Board member Angela Orange expressed satisfaction with the budget, emphasizing the importance of keeping up with the cost of living. Key allocations in the budget include funding for science of reading professional learning, additional staff for academic programs, and covering increased insurance premiums. The board unanimously approved various hires and budget expansions, setting the stage for tentative adoption in May. The University System of Georgia's Board of Trustees approved a 2.5% tuition increase for in-state undergraduates, citing inflationary pressures. Out-of-state students face a 5% hike, while a new tier will be introduced for out-of-country students. Kennesaw State University, for example, will see in-state tuition rise by $69 per semester and out-of-state by $490. Students expressed disappointment, particularly those without financial aid. Despite the increase, Georgia maintains one of the lowest tuition averages among SREB states. The board also implemented new mandatory fees for online learning and extended the waiver of test score requirements for admission to most institutions for the 2025-26 academic year. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your English dietitian, with a nutrition tip. Many times when we're trying to eat healthier, we think about what foods to remove from our diet, like high-fat foods and foods and beverages that are high in sugar. But we should also be thinking about what to add to our diets, like fruits and vegetables, and drinking more water.
And now here's Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets to discuss celiac disease.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, Patty is emailing us asking, whenever I eat meals with a lot of bread or pasta, my stomach hurts. Could I have celiac disease? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different possibilities there. I mean, having your stomach hurt is not something you want to dismiss or ignore. You know, there could be different things going on. It could definitely be celiac. It could be celiac disease, which is an autoimmune condition that your body is not able to absorb the gluten or digest the gluten that's in the wheat. It could be that you have some form of irritable bowel or what's called FODMAP, which is kind of a sensitivity to certain types of to grains and other products, other ingredients in the grains, other components of the grains. So it's definitely something you want to check out. So what I always advise in those situations is to really do a little food diary for a week. Write down what you're eating and drinking and start just paying attention to your body. You know, when aren't you feeling great? What did you have to eat that, you know, maybe 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, you're feeling not great? And then maybe take that information to your doctor or ask for an appointment with a gastroenterologist and see if they will test you for celiac disease. The first test is a blood test, but then they may go from there and recommend other tests to see if there's something else going on. But in order to be tested accurately for celiac disease, you still have to be eating products with gluten. So it doesn't have to be a lot, but you don't want to go gluten-free until you kind of rule that out. So the sooner you can get that testing done, the better. And like I said, keeping some sort of food diary or food record for a few days and trying to kind of isolate what are the problem foods or beverages that are causing you the problems. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath, Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.